At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout!
Now, Jamie, you have to admit, now your name's on the bag. It's a big deal. People want these things.
I'm kind of burned out.
Come on. You got three more days in you, right? Come on. Just we're working up to the big blowout on Friday, okay? All right? We're going to give away bags here in a few minutes, but here's the deal. It's been cleared by our promotions department here, the Fun and Games department. We are a go to give away over 100 bags in a parking lot somewhere come Friday morning.
Oh, that's going to be epic. It's going to be awesome. I'm actually excited about
Carson, that. Carson, I think you need to go.
You think I need to go?
Yeah, with Shredell. I do, because he's going to need some assistance.
Why, because he needs a driver?
Well, that's part of it, yeah. No, that's part of it. Since he can't drive the station vehicle, you can drive the vehicle. You can take it out there.
God,
you can
so
video.
Funny.
No, I'm serious. I think you should go with him, because we have nobody else to go. But we got the email yesterday. Get this. Here's what I ask for. I ask our boss if we could do a promotion on Friday morning where we show up at a parking lot, give a specific time that we show up at 7:30, 7:40, something like that, and we can give out 100 bags to the first 50 people that show up, okay? And that way we get to blow them out on Friday, and we don't talk about it anymore. We just let it go. So I gave this to him. Then the promotions department writes me yesterday. They say, BJ, the rules are all set to go. I mentioned that the secret location cannot exceed 20 miles from the studio. So we can't go 20 miles beyond.
Why?
I don't know.
That's so weird. Who decided 20-mile radius?
One of our lawyers.
So we will not be in
I don't even get that. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Let me go through the places that we can rule out. We will not be at the Bucky's parking lot at Bucky's, okay, in Frederick or wherever the hell that is, okay? We will not be at the Lyman Mall.
Hold on. Let me just tell you. This is where corporate America gets so silly. Like, somebody's like, I better do my job and write down a 20-mile radius.
It gets better. I have pulled 100 bags to the side for you guys. Unfortunately, I can't go. I have a physical therapy meeting at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. Therefore, Spadil is on his own.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait a minute. Don't you think this could be physical therapy for you? Just go out there and handle the crowd? I think it'd be easy to do, right?
You said crowd?
Yeah. It's going to be a crowd, Jamie. This is going to be a blowout. I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Just bear with me, okay? On Friday morning, here's the way it's going to work. We'll give the location of the parking lot within 20 miles of the radio station.
Yeah.
Got to make sure I throw that in there just for, covering my butt here.
Dude, I just looked. We're only 15 miles from Coors Field. Like, that 20-mile radius is gigantic.
Coors Field.
She knows what she's doing. Okay. All right, so within 20 miles, we'll have a parking lot where Spadil and Carson will be with 100 bags for the first 50 people. We'll give the location at 7:15.
Are you really making Carson go?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, it wasn't yesterday.
He could do the play-by-play. Well, we didn't have a dilemma. Like, I forgot about it. He can't drive our station vehicle. But we have a dilemma with Spadil. So we have to get somebody. And according to this email, they have nobody. We have nobody here can go.
So, okay. So here's our options, according to you, I think. So either Spadil goes in this 2001 beat-up piece of crap.
Yeah, 4Runner.
It's not a piece of crap. I love that car.
Magnets on the side, which we do not want. Or Carson goes, and he can actually drive the really nice one.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's the only option we have. And plus, Carson can shoot video.
Right,
that we can post. And, and Carson can actually do the play-by-play. I don't even trust Spadil out there.
Oh, he's going to be so busy. Right. There's going to be so many people.
You understand. He's going to need assistance. And we need somebody.
Cones and make a perimeter.
and somebody that can
you guys,
go on the
it's
air.
It's only 50 people.
Jamie, it's going to be more
no,
than
No, it's not.
50.
It's only going to be 50 people. That's
no,
all we
gonna
have.
It's going to be Tickle Me Elmo, man. They're going to be fighting over this.
Yeah, it's going to be Tickle Me Elmo all over again. Fidel, I couldn't have said it better. Unbelievable. Yeah, so that's going to be
it's
Friday
be
morning.
Over in 2 minutes.
Well, it's all the hype beforehand. Oh, it's kind of like that Mike Tyson fight with that Jake Paul guy.
Right.
Remember, it was all the hype that was the excitement of it all. Once the fight came along, it was a turd, right? This could easily turn out to be a turd on Friday.
Okay.
But the hype is what counts, Jamie.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Whoa,
that's what we're in. We're into the hype business around here, right? So Friday morning, we'll announce the location where Schmidel and Carson will be, a parking lot within 20 miles, of course. And we'll have 100 bags. First 50 people show up, boom, you get 2 bags.
Nice. I'm excited.
I can tell.
Let me play this again.
I am.
I felt like this needed to be played right here.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Going to be big come Friday morning. Look out, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to handle the crowds. I really don't. We may need police.
Really?
You think we can get security out there?
Yeah.
For you and Carson.
For the 50
all right.
people.
Ninth caller. Ninth caller right now for a couple of bags.
Okay.
All right. 303-222-5423. 303-222-5423. Caller number 9. You've got 2 of these beautiful bags with the BJ and Jamie logo on them. Man, oh, man. Everybody wants one.
I feel like putting my head in one and suffocating myself.
I feel like doing the same thing to you.
Put me out of my misery.
Yeah. Give me a bag, somebody.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.